Well, I guess that's me moved in. Wow, I have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. In boxes. It's gonna take forever. but we don't have to think about that right now. Well, I don't have to think about it. Dahlia, I don't expect you to help me empty all the boxes and decide where everything goes. You've done more than enough helping me move. You are a great best friend, and I can't believe you're single. Really, I can't believe it. What? I'm serious. You are amazing. You're kind, you're generous. I mean, you helped me move in, and that is a lot of stuff. So much stuff. How the hell do I have so much stuff? I'm not a magpie. Okay, I'm a little bit of a magpie. But seriously, you shouldn't be single. It's crazy to me that you are. I mean, I don't think about it a lot. I mean, why would I think about you? I mean, I'm your best friend. And as your best friend, I want you to be happy. And I... So, I promised you takeout for helping me. So, what do you fancy? You are so... Okay. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. Because... you are wonderful. And I don't know why you're not dating someone. I think it's insane that... how... I mean, I would date you. I mean, if I wasn't your best friend, I would date you because... you're dateable. You're very, very dateable. You are. No. Darling, you are. You're kind and generous and so sweet. You're thoughtful. Do you remember that time I was ill and you looked after me? I was annoying. I was whiny. I was snotty. And you were just so sweet. You made me chicken soup and you made me tea. It was so lovely. Because you are. You're lovely. I'm going to miss curling up on the sofa with you. Watching those awful movies. Cheesy, terrible movies. You know, that is one of my most favourite things. Even though your sofa is a complete and utter nightmare. Gonna miss that. Gonna miss you. Well, no, I'm not gonna miss you because obviously I'm still gonna see you. You're my best friend. We just won't be living together anymore. I mean, it was only ever meant to be temporary. And that's another thing that makes you wonderful. You took me in when I had nowhere else to go. Darling, that isn't something that everyone would do. Best friend or not, that's a big deal. You're just wonderful. You're always there for me when I need you, and that means a lot. You're loyal, you're thoughtful, you're funny. I mean, don't get me wrong, sometimes you're really not funny. But you always know how to make me laugh. And the last 6 months, it's been rough. You know, I lost my job, lost my flat. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And you were right there. And I really could not have gotten through it without you. No. Darling, you did do. You did do something. You did everything. It's no wonder I. I. I might be about to do something really stupid. But I need you to know that you think that you're not special. You always say that. You always play it off when I compliment you. Darling, you're wonderful. You're gorgeous. You are. No. You are. I always thought you were cute. And then, You see, there is this strange difference between knowing someone's attractive and then finding them devastatingly attractive and then falling for them. It's a big difference. Darling, I've done all three. When it comes to you, I've seen you as my best friend who was cute, and then seen you as my best friend who I found attractive, and then I fell for you completely. So I really, really can say with certainty that you are gorgeous. Yeah. Fell for you. I can't exactly say when it happened. I think it was creeping up on me for a long time. I think I fell in love with you without actually realizing that I was in love with you. And then I realized and It was a case of what the hell? And then it was a case of you're lovely. So wonderful, and I'm so in love with you. And then it was a case of, oh no, I'm in love with my best friend, and this won't end well. But do you know why I fell in love with you? Yes, because you're gorgeous. Nice to know you're listening. It's because you're you and you're special. I mean, yes, you're gorgeous. Yes, you have a wonderful smile. Yes, your eyes are just. I could lose myself in them. But it's more than that. It's who you are. It's what you stand for. It's how sweet you are, how thoughtful you are, how brave you are, how stubborn you are, how bolshy and annoying and irritating. Darling, I'm in love with you, not blind. I know you're not perfect, and you know you're not perfect. But you focus on all the things you're not and not on all the things you are. You're wonderful. And any girl would be lucky to have you. I would be jealous. I would be very jealous, but I want you to be happy. I want you to feel loved. I want you to be loved. And that's more important. Because, darling, I love you. I love you and I want you to be happy. I want you to have someone. Someone to hold you, someone to cuddle up with. Someone who makes you breakfast. It's not the same. Darling, it's not the same. Yes, I make you breakfast and yes, we cuddle up on the sofa, but that's not the same. You're so annoying. Darling, it's not the same because... Well, yes, I am in love with you, but it's not the same because you're not in love with me. You're not in love with me. Darling, I would know if you were in love with me because... I would know. Well, you didn't know I was in love with you, but... I mean, it's not the same thing. You didn't know that I was in love with you because you're my best friend, and I... If this is a joke, I can't, please don't be a joke. Please don't be joking with me. Did you really just reach out and hold my hand? You're not joking. If I said it, you would say it back. Shaking. Because I'm scared and happy and I think if you're about to get what you really want, what you've always wanted, even if you didn't know it, I think you would be shaky too. Your hand's a bit unsteady. Darling. I love you. Come here. Because I want to kiss you. Because I love you and you love me. Do you know how long I've wanted to kiss you? I love you. Wow. We were living together and we didn't say it. And now I've moved out and now we choose to say it. No, it's too late. I've signed a lease. And maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to not live together. No, I mean this is big. Massive and I don't want to mess it up because I love you and you're awesome and having a bit of space would be good. And, you know, it'll be nice. You coming over and then me coming over to yours. I can cook you dinner and you can stay the night. You can have a drawer. A drawer. I have a lot of stuff. Fine, two drawers. And it'll be nice. So, does this make me your girlfriend? Best friend, ex-flatmate, and girlfriend. I wear a lot of hats. No, I don't. I like to have one hat. You know, you could say that I look nice in hats. You don't have to. I love you. So, I promised you a takeaway. Why don't you clear the sofa? And I'll get pizza. And we can cuddle up in front of... Where's the TV? I think he's in the bathroom. We can cuddle up and look into each other's eyes. I was joking. Really? Oh, you are. You had me. Oh, you are. I'll get my Chromebook and we can watch something. And then we can gaze into each other's eyes and you'll give me the last slice of pizza because you love me. What? Don't you love me? See? You can play out that game. I love you. Saying that is amazing. And you're gorgeous. What? See, now I can say it. I'm your girlfriend, so get used to it. You're gorgeous, and you have an amazing ass. I love you. Right, pizza. Darling, where did I put my phone? Oh,